7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Napa, sir?
Oh, come on. Yeah, okay. And here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC. And yeah, that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm drinking tea. Yeah, I'm sitting here just drinking the Long Jing today. Oh, because I need it. It's so good. In fact, I think I'm going to have some more. It's so damn delicious today. Yeah. So, I woke up today, and everything was groovy. It was a little cool. Actually, it wasn't all that groovy. The reason I woke up was I was sort of halfway awake and was just sort of dozing. And then I heard the cat start puking. And so I shot up out of bed, which means, you know, off the floor here. Grabbed a napkin, dove under the cat, and caught a giant hairball. And then my sinuses started to do its thing, and I said, yeah, there's no going back to bed. So I did the sinus thing for a while, and I thought it was over with, but maybe not. Anyway. Then I went upstairs and I made my breakfast. And it was all so very sunny outdoors. And I thought, ooh, is it warm? Is it warm enough to go outside? No, it is not. It is not warm enough to go outside. Well, it almost is. It's about 3 degrees. And, all the snow that came down yesterday, which wasn't much to begin with, at least, well, a lot of snow came down, but not a lot stayed around, and so then it all is melting right now, and it's boring, and blah, blah, blah. Oh. So, yeah. I thought, okay, good. I guess that just gives me a... an excuse to stay indoors today, which I don't know if I really needed. Yeah, and I'm mad at myself because didn't I just go to the store a couple days ago? Yeah, I did, and for some reason I didn't buy waffles, and so I ate the last two waffles. So I have to go to the store later, get some more waffles for tomorrow. Gotta get my waffles. I'm also slightly itchy today. What is up with me today? I'm not sure. But I'm feeling pretty slacky. Man, I don't know if what I feel like doing today, if anything at all. I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
You have a collect call from
Tammy Patricia
Sandwich,
an inmate at Northeast Correctional Center. Connected.
Hi, Tammy.
Tammy, dang it, didn't you get my letter? I don't go by that no more.
Sorry, what is it?
I done told Jamie during our last visit that prison done changed me. I ain't the same woman no more.
I know, I heard you changing it, but I didn't hear.
Yeah, I'm gonna go by my middle name, Patricia or Pat. Okay, but my rapper name is T-Pat.
Tupac? Tammy, that's done taken. You can't take that name.
No, you hillbilly. T-Pat.
Come again?
T-Pat.
T-Pat. You want people to really call you that?
Yeah, just when I'm rapping, though.
You a rapper?
Why is it so hard for everyone in the family to believe I can rap? I'm better than 2 Chainz at least.
You know, you say that now, that's funny, because I was talking to Shailene Riggs, and she said that when you get out of jail, when Tammy gets out...
I ain't Tammy no more.
Patricia.
Pat.
Patty Cakes.
Just Pat.
T-Pat, you know, whatever, that you doing a performance at the gas station, like you rapping out there.
And I'm thinking, that's fine.
Patricia.
P-A-T. Pat.
Patty Cake.
Just Pat, dang it.
I won't call you.
I'm just kidding, but, I mean, you want me to call you T-Pat? I mean, it's not funny.
You heard this because Shailene talks to my Sally Shelly, okay? She don't know nothing. I don't know exactly where my first show is going to be yet.
You go down there and start rapping, that's one thing, Tammy.
Pat.
T-Pat.
Pat, just Pat's okay.
But I'm telling you right now, you need to get a job application, and you need to go working
somewhere.
I don't know if it's stocking shelves down at Rickard's grocery store, but I mean, you gotta apply for jobs, because I don't think...
Because I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, but I know that I don't, and
are
I
you...
won't ever stop, because you know I gotta win every day. She didn't really, really want to pop me.
Tammy, are you rapping right now?
Stop me. I don't know that I could be a little cocky.
Is that...
You were never gonna stop me.
Is that a little taste of it? Because it don't taste good. Lindy Ray got with Jastine to take Daphne and to take little baby Trigger to get their pictures done. It's Trigger's first Christmas, y'all guys. It's a pretty big deal, especially big deal to the mama. So she thought she'd get Daphne Trigger's Christmas pictures taken, but then it turned like into a family photo shoot. I mean, you know, Lindy Ray's already there because she's bringing her babies. And then Daphne and Trigger's there. So all they missing is Cody. I mean, they just need to get the daddy there, Cody, and they got the whole family. Why not just go for the family photo shoot? You know, Jastine's running a deal, trying to build her business. And that's exactly what happened. Well, the only thing is, if Cody Mantell's in the photos, then he's got a say in what kind of photos they get to take. See where this is going? So he's like, hey. You know, he got a lowered mini truck. He liked to blast some Nickelback out of that thing. But he said, why don't we sit on the hood of the pickup? Now, y'all be easy kind of thing. Because, you know, Trigger don't weigh that much. And Daphne don't need her. And Lindy Ray, they both kind of wiry family, I guess you'd say. So, you know, Cody leaning against the hood of the pickup truck. And they are sitting on the hood. And he got, like, Trigger in his lap. And Daphne's kind of leaning. And, you know, Lindy Ray's up on the hood. And then sitting in the bed of his lowered mini truck. He was in charge of wardrobe for that part with the truck shoot. And he's like, tank tops, you know, sunglasses, summer gear kind of thing. He had the whole thing, cut off jean shorts. I mean, he was like really like thinking like maybe he missed his calling, buddy. Maybe he need to do like family photo shoots because he was all pumped about it. But, you know, that wasn't really like Christmas. That wasn't what Lindy Ray was thinking. You know how you get like a husband and wife together and boy, all the husband don't care nothing about it. Then he start thinking about it. Then he gets so excited about it, he take it over. And then he got all these ideas, but they ain't none of the ideas that the gal had. And then that's where we at. So you know how that goes. I mean, that argument could break out or whatever. But Lindy Ray, she was okay with, you know, the hood summer gear photo shoot. But she also wanted a couple, I guess it looked like a church directory photo, you know. Kind of everybody's hair's combed over. They got their little sweaters on, little collared shirt or whatever. And Cody's like, well, I sure think we need one of them taxidermy deers that KC does. You know, they weren't trying to buy the deer, but they're like, hey, you know, Jastine, you got the studio here. You got all these animals. Hey, let's put them to use, and maybe we can get a taxidermy deer in the photo shoot with us. Now, I thought that was a pretty good idea, you know, just when I heard about it. And, of course, Cody thought it was a good idea, but Trigger, you know, he's just a little baby. Trigger's their baby. He's just a little feller, and Trigger cried. He seen that deer. You know, it's a big animal, even though it's dead. He don't know it's dead. He just think that's a big, hairy, four-legged animal that's going to bite my leg off. I don't know what he thought because I ain't inside of a baby. I ain't a babyologist, but he don't talk. He just kind of cry and babble like that. You know, he ain't got his words figured out yet. So when a baby say something, then when they crying or whatever, you just trying to guess like, well, maybe he hates deer. You know, you don't know. You don't know what's really going on. So anyway, Trigger's crying. Cody said, well, what about that possum? And they had a possum there, taxidermied possum. Trigger kind of liked that. He got close to that possum. Maybe it's more his size. You know, that could be it. Like, oh, this thing can't overpower me. I could probably get this thing in a headlock. Now, I don't know if Trigger talked like that in his head. I'd be pretty impressed because, you know, he's just a few months old. So for him to even know what the word headlock means, I'd think, boy, this guy got a future in wrestling. Anyhow, Trigger liked that possum. But he, you know, you get close to it, you get a baby close to anything, they pull on stuff, they just grab it. And he pulled some of that, the back hair out of that taxidermy possum. So Trigger got a handful of possum back hair. And, you know, Lindy Ray trying to smack it out of his hand, you know, brush his hand off before he stick his hand in his mouth. Because, you know, them little babies, if something's in their hand, it go right to their mouth. That's why you got to finger scoop kids all the time. You know, toddlers at the Walmarts find a gummy bear on the floor and mamas are pinching their nose and finger scooping it out. Or not. If you're dumb with Spencer, she's like, split that with me, you know, kind of thing. But anyhow, they getting ready to do this little photo shoot kind of thing. And I guess Justine's going to have to tell KC about the possum. You know, when he get in there and see his taxidermy possum missing some back hair, like he's going bald on the back. But, you know, he's dead, so his hair don't fall out no more. It just stay there. It just stay put. It's like frozen in time. So she'd have to give explanation. She'd have to explain to him, like, hey, you know, little Trigger Mantell pulled the back hair out of this possum. Not all of it, but a little bit. You can see the bald spot. But they start snapping away. Justine went for it. Got a bunch of pictures of Cody Mantell and Lindy Ray Mantell with their baby Trigger and then the little girl Daphlane. I mean, they was getting them pictures taken. May have to get Trigger that possum for his first Christmas. I mean, he really lit up when he seen that thing. He's having a good old time with that taxidermied possum. And it ended up in a picture or two. You know, I had a dream recently about a possum. I mean, it's one of those things where you eat too late before. I mean, that's when I get them. You know, it could be a can of shelf-stable Spam or some chocolate gravy. I've had biscuits and gravy too close to bedtime. But the one I had recently, there's a possum with a peg leg. And he was standing outside Rickard's grocery store. And, boy, he was begging for shortbread cookies. I mean, just begging, you know, and he wasn't supposed to be out there. And I think there might have been other little tables set up. And he was trying to, you know, make sure that he could get some shortbread cookies for whatever. I don't know. You know, when it's a dream, it's just supposed to make sense to you. And then you wake up and you think, what in the world was a peg leg possum doing outside Rickard's grocery store begging for shortbread cookies? Well, Kevin Rickard came outside and he's like, you can't be doing that. It's time to make a smoothie. And boy, that possum just hollered, I'm allergic. Well, I don't know what that meant, but he didn't end up with one shortbread cookie. And then turned out that peg leg fell over and he had a real possum leg inside it. He's faking it. It wasn't even a real peg leg. Kind of thing. And boy, once Kevin Rickard gathered all them shortbread cookies, a catfish on a dirt bike with his hat on backwards pulled up to pick up that possum so they could go to the lake to do more hijinks. But that possum didn't get away with none of them cookies. That scam he was running did not fly at Rickard's grocery store in my dream.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was bring a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than poor. What in the world does your company take me for?
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got spot on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On them everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive.
Buddy, you're a young man, hot man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
Show me Soprano, cause girl you can handle. Baby, we start something, you come up in park clothes.
myself a lover.
Okay. That was a little overwhelming for, you know, density of mashup. Wow. So yeah, I need to drink more tea because I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm trying to remember what I was thinking about last night, because obviously I had a great idea last night, because I have great ideas all the time. Probably should have written some of this down. I was looking for something, and then I got distracted because I found something else. There's this one particular YouTube channel, a guy named Moritz Klein, who does all this do-it-yourself synthesizer stuff, right? And I'm always looking at his stuff. But I was doing something else. I was paying attention to something else. I don't even remember. But anyway, a different, whatever it was that I was looking for, I couldn't find, and I found some other stuff, and it was a video of his, and he's like, oh, here, there's, you can make a saw wave, what was it? Yeah, it was a saw wave to triangle wave converter, and you can just, you know, make it into like a cable, so you can just, you know, make this little thing, and you just stick a cable in here and it comes out the other end, you know, triangle wave. And I thought, okay, that's great, except I sort of need the opposite thing, or the reverse thing, the backwards thing. I don't need saw wave to triangle, I need triangle to saw. And I know what you're thinking, Tub, just plug the cable, make it into a cable and plug the cable in the other way. No, it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, no. It can't be that easy. But it's really not all that difficult, you know, to do it the right way. But I just don't know how. So, I was trying to figure out how to do that in reverse when I saw something else, and I thought, oh man, I should be watching this too, and na-na-na-na-na. And I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, Tub, does this mean that you made something? Did you build something? No. No. I got no parts. But I'm going to get some parts. I gotta order some parts. I should be doing that today. Is that what I should be doing? I should be watching football. That's what I should be doing. And, I think, maybe after my game, I need to start getting an order together. Somewhere around here, and I think it's in this little stack of papers right here. Or is it this stack? It's this stack, I think. Wait, what's this? Is this the thing that I need? Is this the napkin that I made the notes on? We're gonna do some napkin checking right now. No. This napkin is an old list of stuff to do on Dubious Goals Committee. Where's the napkin that has the part? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. No, wrong one. Oh yeah, it's on the other side. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. This is the original order that I put in with the company that I get my parts from. And here's what I'm looking for right here. Part number 33153PL. Quantity 36. Those are my jacks. Okay, we're going to put this napkin on top of the pile so I can see it and be reminded to order some parts, and maybe ordering parts will remind me to go to the store or whatever. And in the bathroom over there, not too far away from the Kitty Water Jug. I have the catalog, the company's catalog, open to the page with the mini clips that I need to buy. The leads for my multimeter, or multimeters plural. I have more than one. What am I going to do with the multi-leads? I don't know. I just need them for stuff. That's $10. The jacks, what were they? 25 cents a piece or 20 cents a piece or something in there? So do I really need 3 dozen? I don't know. What I really need, and this is what I really need to shop for because I don't know where to buy them. I need some blank rack panels. I need cheap blank rack panels so I don't have to do any metal work because I don't have any metal working tools and stuff. Not really. I need some panels. And then once I have panels, then I can make some stuff. And I was looking over there at that thingy, and I was thinking, you know, I could take that attenuator out, and I could put that in a panel. Do I need extra panels? Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I should make some molts, some active molts. And there was some other thing that I was thinking that would be smart to make. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't remember what I was going to do. Well, you should write these things down, Tubbs, so you remember. Yeah, I do write them down so I remember them. That's why there's all these damn napkins everywhere. So sign it for skin, yo, get funky. The Zulu Nation, skin, yo, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just taste the funk. Just get on down and hit me. That bonda's getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, ladies.
It's a living dream.
Love life live.
Come play.
The game.
Our world is free.
We'll be right back. Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Nyampasa!
They call me Nyampasu. All right, they don't actually call me Nyampasu. But I did have to listen to some Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force there. That is really a bizarre track. I really got into that when I was younger, and it took a while to get my hands on a copy. But you know, I'm a huge Kraftwerk fan, and I'm a huge fan of old hip-hop that uses Kraftwerk, so, you know, what are you gonna do? Yeah, Planet Rock, redone with an 808. The 808, what the hell, no. This is not going to become a discussion of drum machines. Or should it? That's another thing I need to build. It's not that I need to build a drum machine so much as I need to build an old analog drum sound source. I just need to make a little module. Just a little board that has a couple little filters on it that we can, you know, ping and make them into drums. I don't need to build a sequence or anything. I just need the drum sounds. So I can, you know, just trigger them every once in a while. Whenever I need some wacky drums, I really should get around to doing something like that. I should build something like that. I sort of know how. It's not that I know how so much as I know where to go for the information, which is the one true sign of intelligence. I always tell people, it's not what you know, it's not who you know, and it's not what who you know knows. It's whether or not you know where to go to get the information. Get the damn information. I do like information, and I do like using it to my advantage. Maybe that's what I'm going to do today. Maybe I just need to, watch some more Moritz Klein videos. He's so great. What I should be really working on, although, you know, now that a certain company has developed a dual function generator with all the bells and whistles for only $99, maybe I should just buy that damn function generator. What I really need to do is build function generators. Just regular, old, dumb, boring function generators. They could be envelope generators, anything. I need envelopes. I need modulation. I need weird envelope mod sources, and I should build one, and maybe I will, because this is the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio, End of the Line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I should go to the store. What do I feel like doing? Yeah, I don't even know.